This is Radio Tirana. We begin our broadcast in the English language. Announcement. The Central Committee of the Party of Labour of Albania, the Presidium of the People's Assembly of the People's Socialist Republic of Albania, the Council of Ministers of the People's Socialist Republic of Albania, the General Council of the Democratic Front of Albania. Comrades, communists, workers, cooperativists, intellectuals, women and the youth of Albania, veterans of the war and compatriots. With the deepest grief, we inform you that today, the 11th of April 1985, at 2 hours 15, the heart of the beloved and glorious leader of the party and our people, Comrade Enver Hoxha, First Secretary of the Central Committee of the Party of Labour of Albania, Chairman of the General Council of the Democratic Front of Albania, Commander-in-Chief of our armed forces, ceased to beat. The founder of our glorious party, the organizer and leader of the National Liberation War and of our People's Revolution, the architect of the construction of the new socialist Albania, departed from our ranks forever. The heroic commander of our National Liberation Army, he who created the Democratic Front and laid the foundations of the people's power, closed his eyes forever. The life and work of Enver Hoxha is the living history of present-day Albania. His name is linked with all the class battles and with all the victories of the party and the Albanian people. At all the phases which our people have lived through, from the day when the Communist Party was founded up to this day, whenever the fate of the people and the homeland were in balance, his thinking and personality were always present. At all the key moments when the road which had to be followed and the struggle which had to be waged were being chosen, his leadership and guidance were always decisive. A staunch revolutionary, a devoted patriot, Enver Hoxha was the first amongst the Albanian communists who understood the great historical necessity of founding the Communist Party, the sole leading force capable of uniting the people and leading them in the struggle for the liberation of Albania and the establishment of people's state power. To him belongs the outstanding historical merit that at the gravest moments of fascist occupation and oppression and the national betrayal by the old political forces, he created this leading force, strengthened it organizationally, and educated it ideologically. It was he, at the head of the party, who in stern battle with foreign and internal enemies, opportunists and factionalists, drafted and worked out the general political line of the National Liberation War, who found and laid down the roads to the achievement of the triumph of November the 29th, 1944. Under the leadership of Comrade Enver Hoxha, the party realized the unity of the Albanian people in the National Liberation Front. He was the initiator and the organizer of the historic conference of Pesa. For the first time, our people achieved a fighting unity on the basis of a platform which expressed their desires and genuine national aspirations. It was this unity which withstood the savage forces of the fascist occupiers and the traitors to the country. Comrade Enver Hoxha is the direct organizer of the National Liberation Army. Under his command, our glorious partisans fought with unprecedented heroism within and beyond the borders of Albania, and with the support of the patriotic forces of the whole people, liberated our beloved homeland. The creation of the People's Power and the new Albanian state, which were born in the flames of the National Liberation War, have their roots in the revolutionary thinking and leadership of Comrade Enver Hoxha. Under his care and according to his teachings, the People's Councils became powerful weapons of the dictatorship of the proletariat, of the democracy of the masses, and of socialist construction. Comrade Enver Hoxha drafted and worked out the program of magnificent transformations and of the construction of the new socialist society. Under the leadership of the communists, with Comrade Enver at the head, triumphant battles were waged for the industrialization, the construction of all those monumental projects which the new working class gave the country, as well as a powerful base for the all-round economic and social development. Firmly relying on Marxism-Leninism and being intimately acquainted with the centuries-old suffering and aspirations of our patriotic peasantry, Comrade Enver Hoxha gave fundamental instructions for the collectivization and modernization of agriculture. The correctness of the road laid down by the party is plainly evident in the reality of the cooperativist village today. Comrade Enver Hoxha led the party and the people in the realization of the deep-going ideological and cultural revolution which has been carried out in our country. The fact that today Albania is an advanced socialist country developing on its own forces, the homeland of a people liberated from every kind of social and spiritual oppression, a country of the democracy and well-being for all, of education and culture for the broad masses of the people, this is the merit of the struggle waged by the Albanian people with the party and Comrade Enver Hoxha at the head. There is no field of political, ideological or social activity of the party and our state in which the philosophical thinking, organizational force and leading activity of Comrade Enver Hoxha are not expressed. He worked out the general line of the foreign policy and the stand of the party and our state towards international problems. This policy, a resolute opposition to American imperialism, Soviet social imperialism and world reaction, and a sincere support for the revolutionary and liberation struggles of the peoples, solidarity with the democratic and anti-imperialist forces, has strengthened the international positions of our country, increased the admiration and respect for socialist Albania in the world, multiplied its friends and well-wishers. Under the leadership of Comrade Enver Hoxha, the Party of Labour of Albania has waged a heroic struggle against modern revisionism. No one has defended the teachings of Marx, Engels, Lenin and Stalin from the opportunist distortions with such revolutionary pathos as he, at every moment and in every situation. No one has exposed the policy, the social imperialist and social chauvinist activity of the Titoites, the Khrushchevites and other renegades as he did. No one has fought with so much force and determination as he against the internal enemies of the party, the groups of factionalists and foreign agents from Kocizodze up to the band of Mehmet Shell. This struggle was the salvation for the party, the people, and our homeland. Comrade Enver Hoxha ranks amongst those outstanding revolutionaries who have made a brilliant and special contribution to the development of the Marxist-Leninist theoretical thinking, which affects all the questions of the revolution and the construction of socialism. The conclusions of the experience of the Liberation War and of the practice of the construction of our new society. The analyses and conclusions on the processes of present-day world development are of remarkable ideological value, points of orientation and reference for day-to-day revolutionary activity. As a genuine internationalist, he has tirelessly supported the new Marxist-Leninist parties and their revolutionary struggle. He has always stood by them and attentively followed the struggle for their consolidation and progress. Comrade Enver Hoxha is the greatest historical figure of our people and nation, which will light up the road of the present generation and those to come with an inextinguishable radiance. He will live on for all eternity in the hearts of all the communists and our people, dearly beloved, profoundly honored and respected. With his work and his teachings, he will always be near them to inspire them in struggle and at work for the good of the homeland and communism. Let his fiery appeal addressed to the Albanian people on the occasion of the 40th anniversary of the liberation of the homeland remain a banner of struggle. Let us guard what we have achieved as the apple of our eye. Let us go on consistently to develop it further, to leave the coming generations an Albania ever stronger, always red like the undying flame of the hearts and ideals of communists and partisans, an Albania which will live and progress through the centuries. I am convinced that the people and the party will raise our triumphant flag higher and higher, will raise the honor, prestige, and name of socialist Albania higher and higher in the world. This is also the unanimous oath which our Party of Labour of Albania and all the Albanian people take today. At these moments of profound grief for the loss of our beloved leader, comrade and teacher, Enver Hoxha, let us strengthen our steel-like unity and tighten the ranks around the party and its central committee. Let us mobilize our forces even more to make our Albania what comrade Enver wanted it to be: powerful, prosperous, and advanced. Let us work tirelessly as he worked and fought for half a century on end to raise its name even higher. Glory to the brilliant and immortal work of comrade Enver Hoxha. The Central Committee of the Party of Labour of Albania, the Presidium of the People's Assembly of the People's Socialist Republic of Albania, the Council of Ministers of the People's Socialist Republic of Albania, the General Council of the Democratic Front of Albania. Tirana, April the 11th, 1985. Decision on the creation of the Commission for the organization of the funeral of comrade Enver Hoxha. The Central Committee of the Party of Labour of Albania, the Presidium of the People's Assembly of the People's Socialist Republic of Albania, the Council of Ministers of the People's Socialist Republic of Albania, the General Council of the Democratic Front of Albania, decided to create the Commission for the organization of the funeral of comrade Enver Hoxha, the outstanding leader of the Albanian party and people, the first secretary of the Central Committee of the Party of Labour of Albania, the chairman of the General Council of the Democratic Front of Albania, the commander-in-chief of the armed forces of the People's Socialist Republic of Albania, composed of the following comrades: Ramiz Aliyev, chairman; Adil Chachani, Hayradin Celiku, Hekurani Sai, Lenka Chuko, Manush Miftio, Muho Aslani, Pali Miska, Rita Marko, Simon Stefani, Besnik Bekteshi, Foto Chani, Lambigek Prifti, Prokop Mura, Ciriako Mihali, Haki Toska, Shivchit Peci, Spiro Koleka, Jafir Spahiu, Piro Peristeri, members. The Central Committee of the Party of Labour of Albania, the Presidium of the People's Assembly of the People's Socialist Republic of Albania, the Council of Ministers of the People's Socialist Republic of Albania, the General Council of the Democratic Front of Albania. Tirana, April the 11th, 1985. Decision on the proclamation of national mourning to honour the memory of Comrade Enver Hoxha. To honour the memory and work of the beloved leader of the party and the Albanian people, Comrade Enver Hoxha, the Central Committee of the Party of Labour of Albania, the Presidium of the People's Assembly of the People's Socialist Republic of Albania, the Council of Ministers of the People's Socialist Republic of Albania, decided to proclaim the 11th, 12th, 13th, 14th, 15th, 16th, 17th and 18th of April, days of national mourning. All state and social institutions and organs must raise the national flag at half-mast. All the theatrical, cinematographic performances, concerts and other cultural and sports activities will be interrupted. At the time of the burial, work will be interrupted for 5 minutes at all the work and production centres, and the sirens of factories, trains and ships will be blown. At the same time, there will be 21 volleys of guns in the capital of our homeland, Tirana, and 5 volleys of guns in the cities of Gjirokastra, Vlora, Kruja, Korça, Peshkopje, Shkodra, Kukës, Berat, Durrës and Elbasan. The Central Committee of the Party of Labour of Albania, the Presidium of the People's Assembly of the People's Socialist Republic of Albania, the Council of Ministers of the People's Socialist Republic of Albania. Announcement of the Commission for the Organization of the Funeral of Comrade Enver Hoxha. The coffin bearing the body of the leader of the party and people, Comrade Enver Hoxha, will be laid in the hall of the Presidium of the People's Assembly for the working people to pay their final homage. Homage will be paid from the 12th to the 14th of April 1985, from 9 hours to 13 hours, and from 16 hours 30 to 19 hours, and on the 15th of April from 8 hours to 10 hours. The memorial ceremony will be held at 11 hours on April the 15th, 1985, in Skanderbeg Square. The burial will take place at the Martyrs of the Nations Cemetery. The Commission, Tirana, April the 11th, 1985. Medical communique. Since 1948, Comrade Enver Hoxha had suffered from the disease of diabetes, which, with the passage of time, caused widespread damage to the blood vessels, heart, kidneys, and several other organs. As a result of this damage, in 1973, he had a myocardial infarct with arrhythmia. In later years, a grave cardiac insufficiency built up. A year ago, he suffered ischemic damage of the brain with transient paralysis. On the morning of April the 9th, 1985, there was an unexpected cessation of the heart by ventriculant fibrillation. Despite the intensive medical treatment, the repetition of ventriculant fibrillation and the irreversible consequences on the brain and the kidneys caused death at 02 hours 15 on the 11th of April 1985. The team of doctors, Professor Petrit Gace, Professor Feyzi Hoxha, the candidate of medical sciences Isuf Kalo, Dr. Uli Popper, Professor Bayram Preza, Dr. Ahmet Kamberi, candidate of medical sciences Sabid Brokay, Dr. Arben Fino. Tirana, the 11th of April, 1985.
Thank you.
the end of this broadcast from Radio Tirana. Through the words of Enver Hoxha, our people replied to those who threatened Albania that no man has yet been born who can lay a finger on the borders of Albania, just as they replied to the Krushchevites that we Albanians prefer to go hungry rather than kowtow to your pressure. This courage, this unyielding stand, lie at the foundations of the Albanian fortress. Therefore, it has always been and remains powerful, indomitable, in the face of every storm or tempest which could sweep down on it, no matter where it comes from. The rare figure and personality of Enver Hoxha shone with a special radiance when the opportunist treachery blanketed the international communist movement. The Party of Labour of Albania, with comrade Enver Hoxha at the head, did not allow modern revisionism to spring roots in Albania. And it did not spring roots because Enver Hoxha tempered the party in the fierce political battles for the defence of independence and socialism, educated it to be always loyal to Marxism-Leninism and refuse through to the end to reconcile itself with those ideologies hostile to the proletariat. The ideological struggle against modern revisionism, which comrade Enver Hoxha waged with such consistency and resolution, has been and will always be at the basis of our socialist development. It has been and will be one of the permanent tasks of the party and our people. Comrade Enver Hoxha is the architect of the new Albania, the organizer and direct leader of all those revolutionary transformations carried out following liberation, the inspirer of all those monumental works which have transformed the appearance of our country. The Party of Labour of Albania mobilized and led the people in transforming Albania from a poor country into a developed country. Comrade Enver Hoxha worked out the economic line of the party, the policy of the industrialization of the homeland and the collectivization and modernization of agriculture bear the seal of his creative and original thinking.